Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Joel McCord, the news director at WYPR. Joel, we are about to have another candidate enter the race for governor. Mr. Gansler, the attorney general, is going to announce tomorrow.
Big surprise, huh?
Well, I mean, of course, we've known for some time that he was going to get in the race, and there was some talk about whether he was at any disadvantage because one of his primary opponents has been in the race officially for a couple of months, and he's been, you know, saying he was going to do it in the fall. Do you think it hurts him at all, Mr. Gansler?
I don't think so, because for one thing, he's got more money than his opponent, Anthony Brown. And for another thing, people just aren't focusing on this just yet. And I don't think they will start focusing for a while. So I don't think it's a great disadvantage to him.
The other thing that Anthony Brown, the lieutenant governor, did that was interesting was he immediately named his running mate, Ken Ullman, the county executive in Howard County. So that might put a little bit of pressure on Gansler to move at least, you know, expeditiously. I don't think he can wait a long time at this point because, you know, people want to know who's on the team.
No, he can't. He probably can't wait for too long. I think he said it'll be about a month before he names somebody. But you know, names are floating around now. Who's on the short list? There's Baltimore City Comptroller Joan Pratt, Delegate Jolene Ivey from Prince George's, Delegate Kiefer Mitchell from Baltimore, all appear to be on the short list for Doug Gansler. And as you recall, back when there was some discussion about Gansler's remarks about Anthony Brown saying, you know, vote for me because I'm a black guy and I want to be the first Maryland governor, Gansler was immediately saying, yeah, but I'm going to pick, you know, somebody from either Baltimore or Prince George's and probably an African-American. And here they are, Joan Pratt, Jolene Ivey, Kiefer Mitchell.
He probably does have to have an African-American running mate. And he probably, I mean, I think most people would say he needs to have somebody from the Baltimore region.
One would think, you know, given that geographic balance you're looking for, the voting strength in the state is Baltimore, Prince George's, Montgomery. Baltimore County is in Anne Arundel as well, but not as much as Baltimore, Prince George's, and Montgomery. So Gansler is from Montgomery. He needs somebody from Baltimore.
You know, I think when he was in Montgomery as the state's attorney there, he had a sort of law and order image. And, you know, now he's the attorney general. But I don't think people really actually throughout the state do know him.
The attorney general's office is one of those offices that, yes, it's statewide, but you think back and you go, wait a minute, who was the attorney general before Doug Gansler? And the only attorney general I can remember is Joe Curran. And how long has he been out of office now? It's an office that is statewide, but not too many people pay attention to it, except when there's some big legal case.
Well, I think it is particularly important for him to do this. I mean, those of us who've been doing this for a while think, well, it's a kind of routine thing. Everybody makes a big sort of whistle-stop tour of the state. But I think for him, it really does matter. Joel, good talking to you.
And you as well, Fraser.
For Joel McCord, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.